Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 4th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today. Stocks put rally caps back on. Macau shuts casinos. And Google unveils YouTube cloud results. Leading today's news. U.S. stocks are on the way up for a second consecutive session, with Dow futures pointing to an advance of 315 points at the open, amid big overnight gains in Europe and Asia. U.S. equities rallied yesterday on manufacturing activity strength in January, while the PBOC just plowed another 500 billion yuan, $71.2 billion, of liquidity via reverse repo agreements into the financial system, adding to the $143 billion injection seen Monday. A second coronavirus death outside mainland China, in neighboring Hong Kong, has kept concerns about the spread of the disease elevated, but so far the international rate of increase has slowed from late last week. In other news, Macau gambling shares fell after the territory ordered casinos to suspend operations for 2 weeks as a local employee was confirmed to have the virus. The entire region had already been shut for travel, depriving the struggling area of tourists and high rollers. Even before the announcement, gamblers have been staying away from Macau's casinos, which saw gambling revenue drop to $2.76 billion in January, down more than 11% compared with a year earlier. Wynn is down 3.5% and MGM down 3.2% pre-market. Financial analysts applauded transparency from Alphabet yesterday, which revealed new revenue figures for the first time. Sales at YouTube were $15.1 billion for the year, lower than projections, while Google Cloud revenue jumped 53% to $2.6 billion, but trailed that of Microsoft's Azure platform. Profit figures were not disclosed. The news, along with mixed fourth-quarter results, sent down Alphabet shares 4% after hours. Tesla is rallying for a sixth day, with shares up another 4% pre-market to over $800. Following yesterday's incredible run that saw the stock skyrocket 20%. The latest? Panasonic said its business turned profitable in Q4 as Tesla's battery output helped push that division into the black, while Argus and ARK Invest issued some bullish predictions. Tesla has now climbed 79% in just 2020 alone, and has tripled in value since Q3 results were reported in October. BP is up 4.8% pre-market after raising its dividend by 2.4% to 10.5 cents per share, marking a sign of confidence in its growing oil and gas business on the last day in office for CEO Bob Dudley, who's been at the helm for nearly a decade. BP is performing well, with safe and reliable operations, continued strategic progress, and strong cash delivery, he added in a statement. Oil price weakness and a weaker environment still weighed on results, with full-year underlying replacement cost profit, used as a proxy for net profit, falling 21% year-over-year to $10 billion in 2019. It's a pivotal quarter for Disney as investors focus on early returns from the Disney Plus streaming service. Shares bounced in November as the entertainment giant attracted 10 million subscribers following launching the streaming service in the U.S. and two other countries, but the stock has since given back some of those gains. Other concerns center on the coronavirus. Disney shuttered its Shanghai theme park indefinitely on January 25th, and theaters may remain closed in the region due to the outbreak. Disney is up 0.8% pre-market. Makan Delrahim, the head of the antitrust division at the Justice Department, has recused himself from investigating Google, sources told the New York Times. At issue are potential conflicts of interest related to his past work for the internet search company. But what's unclear is why the recusal is taking place now. The DOJ has been investigating Google for months. Department officials are set to meet with state AG representatives today to discuss the probe, focusing on research bias, ads, and the Android OS. Disney will bring Hamilton to cinemas in North America starting in 2021 after the blockbuster Broadway musical finishes its traditional theatrical run. The movie will be a recording of the show made in 2016 instead of a film adaptation of the musical, and will feature the original Broadway cast, including writer-composer Lin-Manuel Miranda in the title role. The Mouse House paid an eye-popping $75 million for the rights to the show, which continues to command hefty ticket prices and draw large audiences. As the UK divorces itself from the EU, Brussels has set out plans to streamline the EU enlargement process and give member states stronger powers to halt or reverse accession talks, the Financial Times reports. The decision was prompted by French opposition to North Macedonia and Albania from opening negotiations, saying the countries had not made sufficient progress with reforms to cut corruption and strengthen the rule of law. Under the new plan, backsliding or delays could lead to discussions being put on hold or suspended, though it promises improved incentives for well-performing aspirant countries. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.